The silver lining for hardline supporters of the separation of church and state is that the ruling still leaves open the possibility that Congress can defund the programs that distribute federal dollars to religious groups. Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor says the ruling barred taxpayers from suing over programs created by the executive department, but not those passed by Congress.
We think it's a sham that they did not consider this to be an act of Congress. It's been part of the budget. It's not like they didn't know what was going on. But at least the Supreme Court didn't radically reverse taxpayer standing.
Gaylor blames what she calls the Roman Catholic majority on the court for voting as a block to allow federal dollars to continue flowing to religious groups. But Julaine Appling of the Family Research Institute says the ruling isn't about the separation of church and state. She says it's about leveling the playing field while at the same time restricting religious groups from using federal dollars to proselytize.
There are a lot of parameters that restrict how they use that federally gained money. They should be able to apply for it on the same basis that any other group that would be doing the same kind of work would be able to apply for the money. They shouldn't be told no simply because they're faith-based.
But the Freedom From Religion Foundation cites a recent report from the Government Accountability Office that found there's no system for enforcing the rules that bar evangelizing by religious groups that use federal dollars. Annie Laurie Gaylor says she hopes Congress will address the issue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.